Hi, everybody. This is Kyle, and this is the very first podcast of the Dragon Con Comics and Pop Art Programming Team. Hooray! Very exciting. We wanted to get a chance to sort of introduce ourselves to everybody and talk to you a little bit about some of the exciting things we've got planned coming up. We're going to be doing these podcasts monthly. And we'll have sort of like a rotating team of some of us who are going to come and talk on different occasions. There'll probably be about four of us at a time, five of us at a time. But we've got the great majority of the team here, minus one person or two. So we wanted to introduce ourselves first so you knew the voices behind the names that you probably see on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and wherever else you might be following our exploits. And so you get an idea to know that there are people that are putting these things together. So I wanted to start by introducing some of the people that are on this team. And we're going to start with my friend sitting to the left of me.
Hello, my name is Tony. And first year at Dragon Con last year, moderating panels. Enjoyed it immensely. Right now I'm enjoying Superior Spider-Man. I can't wait to finish reading what Dan Slott has in store for that character. I love what he's done with it.
Hey, about a week late, aren't you? He kind of finished up already, didn't
he? A week late. Thank you for pointing out. A week late. Key out of detail, I see. Yeah.
Hi, my name is John. This is going to be my fourth year at Dragon Con. It's going to be my first year volunteering, and my favorite series is Manhattan Project.
Hi, I'm Jesse. This is also my first year volunteering, although I was lucky enough to moderate the Aspen panel last year. And my current favorite comic is Chew. I really enjoy reading it, although I am a little afraid of what's going to happen to Tony in the future.
My name is Harper. I've been going to Dragon Con for about 7 or 8 years, I think. Last year was my first year volunteering. Got to do a couple panels, which is very cool. My favorite ongoing comic right now is The Private Eye by Brian K. Vaughan and Marcos Martin.
Hello, I'm Zeno, the director of comics programming for Dragon Con. thanks. I think I've been going to Dragon Con for about 7 or 8 years at this point. Last year, I shadowed the former director, and this year is my first year heading up the team that puts together the comics panels at Dragon Con. And I think probably my favorite book right now is going to be a tie between Walking Dead and Alex and Ada.
Nice. Nice choices. I didn't even say what my favorites were. Sorry. I guess I'm at the end. Actually, my favorites right now, this is Kyle again, Daredevil and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
It's great. It's the first time I've ever gotten a chance to really be into Wonder Woman in my whole life. It's really awesome. So one of the things I wanted to sort of break down, because what I didn't it sort of preamble in the beginning there, is the fact that we started this a year ago as a team. Amongst the four of us, and we've expanded our roster here to include Jesse and John, which was really great, and our friend Jenny as well.
Yep.
And so we wanted to talk a little bit as a review of what we did last year, some of the things that we thought were just so awesome, we wanted to talk about them, sort of go down memory lane a little bit, and sort of discuss what some of our favorite panels were from DragonCon 2013, and maybe just sort of maybe hint at what some of the things that could repeat or bring themselves back around again for 2014. So, I'm going to go in reverse order this time, and Zeno, of all the panels that you saw in Dragon Con 2013, what was your favorite? What was a big highlight for you?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say one of the panels that I moderated, the Hometown Heroes panel, was very cool. It was a big turnout, but it was a very intimate talk with local Atlanta artists, just kicking it for an hour and telling stories, how they got into comics, what comics they read, what comics they enjoy, you know, working in the industry. So that was very fun.
Who were the panelists? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Jenny Breeden, Dexter Vines, Van Jensen, Andy Runton, Mark Brooks. I think that is it. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out.
No, I think you're covering them all.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty interesting that we've got such a wide swath of talent coming out of the area.
Yeah, somebody told me how many comics professionals there were in this town at one point, and it was some staggering number. Yeah, it was very impressive.
It's kind of surprising, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that panel, and I was really blown away. I was especially a big fan of Dexter Vines. Yeah. It was hilarious, number mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
But also just a great joy to have at Dragon Con every year. So I'm excited that he'll be coming back along with Van and quite a few of those people that were already on that panel, right?
Yep. Yep, they will be returning.
And it's going to be very good. And hopefully we'll be able to see a couple of them at maybe some of our programming next year. Harper, what about yourself?
I got to pull the same kind of move and say it was one of the ones that I had the honor of moderating last year with you, Kyle. The Before Watching panel was really, really phenomenal. It was a blast to get to meet two of my favorite creators, Darwin Cook and Amanda Connor, and I really, really enjoyed both the Before Watching books they put out. But beyond just that kind of ultimate geek out for me, I think that was a really interesting panel to get to hear how two kind of modern masters tackled updating a classic and how that affected it and how that process was for them from that side of it was really kind of interesting to hear about.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for me too. I mean, it was really interesting to, because it was obviously a controversial topic that was one of these books that came out that people had a very divisive reaction to, not after it came out, but leading up to it coming out. And to be able to sort of hear how they tackled that was just utterly fascinating, and how they worked together so well.
Yeah.
I was especially a big fan of Amanda and Darwin's collaboration on Silk Spectre, and this their ability to be able to just insert such neat little things, like artistic touches that only Amanda Connor could do, you know?
Totally.
It was really an exciting panel. It was one of my favorites, too. I won't say it was my absolute favorite, though, but we'll get to that in a second. Now, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what yours was. I think I do.
I actually was going to say the Before Watchmen panel because I really enjoyed meeting Darwin Cook and hearing him and Amanda Connor. But I also really did enjoy the Aspen panel because I am a huge Aspen fangirl, and they come almost every year. So it was really neat for me to get to be able to talk to them and ask them questions and hear Frank's story about getting pushed into the tank by the giant whale shark, but that was a fun panel for me. It was a very nerve-wracking but fun experience.
Well, and you know, those guys are such a delight. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Frank and Peter and Sia, I mean, they're all just so lovely to have, and I'm so glad that they came and joined us last year. Just so funny, and it has such a neat little presentation. I think they presented like everything that was coming up this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they do a really good job with world building and having different characters and different magical elements in each of their books, and it's really interesting to see how each is so diverse.
Didn't they just have a huge release last week, too?
They had a new book, Lola XOXO, that's Sia's new book that came out.
I've heard a lot about that, actually.
Yeah, it looks great.
I'm not a regular Aspen reader, unfortunately, only because there's only so much money to go around but when you're a comics reader. But I think that was one that was really blowing up the social media sphere. So it's I don't know if that was one you read or not.
I did, yeah. It's a beautiful book. It's a post-apocalyptic.
Okay.
So it's pretty interesting.
All right.
And it doesn't look magical so far, but I'm waiting to see if Lola has any hidden talents.
Okay. Is it set inside the main Aspen universe?
It's after a war that has pretty much decimated the United States, and Lola was separated from her parents, and now she's kind of trying to make it on her own and get back to where she thinks they might be.
All right. Well, that is exciting. John, what about you?
Well, I'm going to be the unoriginal one, and I'm also going to say that it is the Before Watchmen panel.
Get out of here.
Well, for me, just hearing Amanda and Darwin talk thoughtfully about how much they care about this property and just how much thought they put into their specific characters. And it really made me respect them as creators. And it made me appreciate them for really just attempting this task. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I did notice was, before going to the panel, I went to the dealer room and I saw many, many copies of the hardcover editions of Before Watchmen just in the bins. But after the panel, I tried to go back there and I couldn't find it anymore.
Oh,
and
wow.
I like to think that it is because of the people who came to the panel who, if they did not have an interest before in the guests or the subject matter. They went back and they got them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's stealth advertising for our merchants. I mean, that's it's everybody wins at Dragon Con. Now, Tony, what about you? What was your favorite panel?
Well, I was lucky enough to moderate four panels, and I'll say that I liked all four of them equally. I started off with the Good Girl Art panel comparing 60s Playboy art to today's Zenoscope artists, and I followed that up with DC Legends with Neil Adams explaining the history of Batman, of Jon Stewart, and then the next panel I moderated was Hulk with an hour with Peter David and Paul Jenkins, two of the biggest Hulk writers ever. And the Marvel panel was also another huge highlight for me with Jonathan Mabry and Mike McCone and Mark Brooks. I thought the thing that really struck me, besides being able to interact with these people that I admire so much and hear these stories that were just incredible to get out of these people. But the thing that I was proud of, the fact we put the panels together, we had the questions ready, and we saw the fans turn out. We saw people lining up outside an hour early to get in. And the thing that really struck, that always stick with me about these panels, especially the Marvel panel, I remember the room was full, it was packed, and then all of a sudden the Guardians of the Galaxy cosplayers came in, and the panelists stood up and had to take pictures. And the panelists were so excited. And everybody starts clapping. And it's just moments like that that I'm going to remember most.
Yeah, that Marvel panel was insane in a very good way. Yeah. I remember I had to hold the door because there were so many people wanting to come in and come and talk about Marvel Comics and ask questions all across the spectrum, which is really exciting. I mean, you know, Dragon Con is really marked by its wide variety of fandom. And it's so great to see more and more people getting into comic books and superhero stuff, be it through the movies or cartoons or whatever it is they've been exposed to, television shows, what have you. So, yeah, I mean, that Marvel panel was just nuts. And I was with you on that Neil Adams panel. That was exciting. I know he's your favorite artist of all time.
He
right?
was. It was amazing to actually ask questions to my favorite artist of all time, to hear the stories that went into making, especially the Superman versus Muhammad Ali book. I bought that when I was a kid when it came out on the newsstand for $1. This overpriced book of Superman in space fighting Muhammad Ali. Wow.
$1 and it was overpriced.
You mean
overpriced?
Okay. Man, Tony was harsh critic there.
I do remember as a kid having to talk my mom into, I know it's $1, but it's really cool. But it's $1. No, but it's cool. Look how big it is. But it's $1.
Yeah, Tony. One of my favorite panels was actually one of the ones you listed, which was the Hulk panel with Peter David and Paul Jenkins. Because
Zeno was on that with
Zeno me. Was the co-host on that. And I got to say, man, Peter David, we have him at Dragon Con pretty much every year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a fabulous storyteller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
One of the best guests we have on a regular basis. The guy is clearly maybe the greatest Hulk writer. I'm sure somebody would debate me about that, but certainly one of the most storied. I think he had, like an 11-year run on the Hulk?
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable longevity on the books that he writes, X-Factor Hulk, etc. And he was just spectacular. Paul Jenkins, what a darling guy. I mean, just a great, great writer. And I was so glad that they were able to sort of talk about their different experiences writing the character because their takes were very, very different.
And the research that went into creating their take on Bruce Banner.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the amount of work that a writer can sort of intercept into, you know, when it comes to accepting a job, especially something as like the Hulk that's been as explored as it's been. They're able to find new takes and new ways to get people into these titles. It's really spectacular. Well, guys, this is sort of our look at some of the things that we were most excited about last year. I want to close, if I could, just very quickly. Do you have one hope or wish for Dragon Con 2014 for next year? And it doesn't even have to be panel related, just what you hope to see next year in some way, shape, or form. Tony, I'm going to put you on the spot. What would be your one hope for the coming Dragon Con?
For the fans that checked us out for the first time last year, the fans that came out to our panels, if they'll continue to come out to our new panels this year, and then we'll continue to even attract even more comic book fans and show them how much more cool programming we have.
Very nice. John, what about you?
Warmer weather, or just better weather. Not warm.
Couldn't get much warmer.
No rain. No rain to get us stuck in the sky tunnel or whatever.
Oh, man. For all of us.
Yeah, let's hope that.
Come to our panel room instead of getting stuck in the sky.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What about you, Jesse?
I'm looking forward to building up the comics track and expanding it and hoping that it's going to get bigger. And this isn't just for this year, but for next year and the year after that and the year after that. I've seen it grow more and more.
Absolutely.
I know for me, meeting other comics people is always just a joy. I made most of my friends through that way. So I think just kind of expanding the programming, like you said, just to a point where we've got big discussions and parties and viewings and all sorts of fun stuff, so that we can all kind of meet new people and grow this community.
Well, we've heard so much about that before Watchmen panel. And I think I just want to see the comics track become like a destination for comics fans all over the country and eventually all over the world. And I like to see us growing more towards that every year. That's the thing I want most, every year. That's my wish every year.
Absolutely. I fully echo that statement. I just want to have a filled room every panel.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. A lot of lovely smiling faces and meet a whole lot of new comics fans and maybe make some new friends. Eh?
Yeah.
So, guys, this is your DragonCon Comics and Pop Art Programming track team. We'll be doing this every month. And feel free to subscribe to us on iTunes. That way you can get our monthly updates. As well as if you can make sure you subscribe, you follow us on Twitter at Decon Comics, and follow us on Instagram at Decon Comics as well, and of course on our Facebook page, which is probably where you found this to begin with, most likely, unless you found it on Twitter or somewhere else. Decon Comics on Facebook.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear back from you, love to get some feedback, and we will talk to you next month.